As if the recent record rainfall in Massachusetts didn't cause enough problems for homeowners, the deluge is putting a damper on the state's already struggling housing market. Turns out, a federal disaster declaration means many properties have to be reappraised because of the possibility of water damage. WBUR's business and technology reporter Kurt Nickisch has the story.
There's this Zen saying that if your house burns down, you have a better view of the moon. And Peg Lawrence tried to be Zen about what happened to her new house. Because of what happened, she couldn't sleep at night for the first time in her life.
You know, one thing I noticed is that at 2 o'clock in the morning, I have owls that talk to each other in my woods. You hear this beautiful little doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo.
What's kept Lawrence up at night is that she couldn't move into the house she's buying. March 31st last week was supposed to be the closing date when she'd sign and get the keys, but 2 days before, President Obama signed something else, a major disaster area declaration for 7 Massachusetts counties, including Middlesex, where the house is that Lawrence is buying. That raised a red flag with her mortgage lender that her new home could have water damage.
Yes, everything's in, you know, bags or boxes.
All of a sudden, Lawrence and the moving truck she reserved were in limbo. Her old house had already closed. The people she sold it to let her stay for a price. And day after day, no one could tell her when her home loan would go through, even though she knew her new house stood on a hill and had no flood damage at all.
My first question to my lawyer after, who can I sue? I mean, it was kind of tongue-in-cheek, but that's how frustrated I felt.
Frustrated is how thousands of home buyers and sellers in disaster counties could now feel, because they now have to wait on certified appraisers like John Corsetti.
Well, no, I'll take a picture.
Corsetti's been busy enough lately, but now banks are asking him to go back to the same places he already appraised and make sure there's no water damage.
I haven't called to make an appointment, so I'm just going to take a picture of the front of the house.
These do-overs have doubled his workload. He can tell this house is fine. He clicks a few photos and gets back in his car. Doesn't seem like a lot of work, but there is a lot of driving around. Corsetti says that makes it hard to accommodate people who have a closing deadline.
The super rush, you know, we need it right away. Can you see it today? And can we have the report tomorrow?
The rush in business is not just coming from homes about to close. It's also coming from homes that recently closed or are being refinanced. John Hannafin can explain. He's with Mortgage Masters. The Walpole company is the second largest provider of home loans in the state. And like many lenders, Hannafin's company turns around and sells its loans to financial institutions.
The collateral for mortgage is the house. And you don't want to own a mortgage on a house that can't be lived in and needs to be torn down.
So before anyone will buy the loans off of Mortgage Masters, Hannafin has to document they're safe by getting the homes re-inspected. After the mess in the mortgage market, he says, everyone is super careful.
As a matter of fact, we just got another email this morning that many of the investors not only are requiring re-inspections externally, but are requiring internal inspections as well.
Meaning some appraisers may have to go out a third time. Homebuyer Peg Lawrence avoided that. More than a week after she was supposed to close, an appraiser found time to swing by her new home, snap a picture, and fire off a report to her lender. The sale could go ahead. She closed yesterday, and today she's moving out of her old house.
I thought I was going to be nostalgic about living here. No more nostalgia. No more. I am so ready to get out of here.
Besides the delays, there's a new reality for anyone buying a home in any of the 7 Massachusetts disaster area counties. Banks are passing along to buyers the price of the reappraisal. Normally, that's between $100 and $200. For WBUR, I'm Kurt Nickisch.